But these are them, right?
Should I introduce myself first?
Yeah, how about
that? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Anthony Episcopo. I'm the field director for the Republican Party of San Diego County.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Of course, guys.
All right. So, what are some things that we should know before we start, like, getting into, like, doing real work here?
Okay, well, know that no 2 days are going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're not the national party. So those two things sound really basic, but they're really dense. What it means is that at the county level, we're super localized. We're dealing with different stuff. We have different ideas. We don't represent Donald Trump, even though we are part of the party he's part of.
Mm-hmm.
We represent our local party. We represent our local people, our local constituents, and our local issues. And the other big thing was that no 2 days are going to be the same. So some days we're going to be doing mailers, and all day you're going to be folding paper and stuffing envelopes. You guys already know that.
Mm-hmm.
Some days it's going to be all calls. Some days you're going to be going to events. Some days it'll be community outreach. It'll be cleaning up mission trails.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff that makes us different in the community and stuff that needs to get done here to make sure we fulfill our one big goal, which is to get people with conservative ideals into government. We want lower taxes or no taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We want to make sure the government stays out of our lives, and we're going to do everything we can to accomplish that. And to accomplish that, we need to get right elected. All right?
All right. Thank you. So what are your main duties and responsibilities?
As a field director, everything that happens outside the office is my job.
Mm-hmm.
My budget is $0.00. So what I do is I grovel for volunteers. Our membership director grovels for money.
Mm-hmm.
So she asks for funding and she keeps the lights on, and I make sure that we can have a presence in the community. I get people who are going to do a bunch of stuff for free.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order for politics to work, we need people to do stuff for free. That's the truest thing I can actually tell anyone about politics.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to manage volunteers, to manage the intern program, to do clubs and coalitions, to make sure we have a presence outside of this office, and that people who regularly wouldn't know about the Republican slate or Republican ideals know about us, know we have a presence, and know that we're out there trying to make the community a better place.
All right. Thank you. So why did you choose to work here?
I didn't. I was going to go to officer candidate school, and mm-hmm. I had gotten in, and I had gotten through all my Navy stuff, and I had taken my first test, the ASVAB, my second test, the OAR, and I passed everything. They're like, all right, cool. You're going to ship off in December, and you're going to go and be a naval officer. And then Jordan was like, please come work for me. And so I said, yes. I interned here when I was in college, and he begged me to work for him. So I was like, all right, I'll come work for you.
So you interned for him, or did you guys like know each other before?
I interned for somebody else. He wasn't the executive director. He did my job, actually. He was the field director,
mm-hmm.
and I met him then, and we just kept a relationship, which is why it's really good for everyone to keep a relationship with their mentors from these internships.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then he was like, dude, just come work for me, please.
Yeah.
He knew I was in town, and I came to help out for GOTV, which means I worked during the election to help make sure people voted. It's a special, only election time job.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yes, because I just needed a job before I went to OCS.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, please stay. So I stayed.
Yeah, and so that's, like, your whole story, like, getting you here.
That's how I ended up here, yeah.
Yeah, so the next question was, like, how did you end up doing this job?
Okay, yeah, so
yeah.
I can dig more into that. In high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. In college, I thought I wanted to be a teacher because
mm-hmm.
I wanted to help people, and I was like, wait, I can help more people as a principal, so I changed. And I was like, wait, I can help more people if I'm
mm-hmm.
in politics because I can actually control the education system. And then I fell in love with all these different things because in college, you're introduced to all these new ideas, and you're going to totally change directions, which is why I try to get all my interns to like get a hard plan and really figure out what they want now
mm-hmm.
so they can stay in one direction in college and not waste so much money.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, so I ended up with a triple minor. I made my major, because at SDSU you can make your own major.
Yeah.
So it's criminal justice history and political science.
Wow.
So I kind of had the degree for it. And then after I graduated, Jordan tried to get me to work for Governor Abbott in Texas because I moved out to Austin
mm-hmm.
just to move. And I was there for 6 months, and I moved to Chicago for 6 months, and I traveled the entire continental U.S. by car.
Wow.
And then I came back here to do Navy, and
mm-hmm.
that's how I ended up here.
So, like, this is your home, like, city, though? Like,
yeah, so I was born here,
mm-hmm.
and we moved around a lot to different states, but, yeah, this is where I'm from.
Wow. So you've seen, like, everything, like, out there.
Not Alaska or Hawaii,
yeah.
but yeah.
Yeah. That's actually, like, really impressive.
yeah.
And so what skills and training are necessary for your position?
Oh, man, you have to have good people skills. You have to be able to think on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it comes down to having a strong will and being able to handle the grunt work. So on a bad day, I might make 400 phone calls,
mm-hmm.
400 cold calls.
Wow.
yep. And just asking people to volunteer. And a lot of people are going to say, F you.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Stop calling me. They're going to be angry and upset, and they're not going to want to talk to us. Or we're going to go to events, and someone's going to be mad at me because we didn't win a seat. And I'll have to tell them politely and sternly, like, hey, you know, it's actually not my job to do that. It's the candidate's job. I did my job. We had over a 60% Republican turnout, which is above average. So I did my job. I'm sorry that your candidate didn't get elected, but, you know, we're here for whatever you need. We'd love to keep you involved, and we'd love to keep you as part of the team. A lot of my job is just managing problems.
Mm-hmm. So, and, like, people.
A lot of people skills.
Yeah. All right, and so how do you, like, acquire these skills, like, through school or, like, on the job or just kind of born with it?
I don't know. Maybe I was born with it. Maybe it was on the job. I'm not really sure. It's just something I can do. I think a lot of it came down to my time at High Tech High. Mm-hmm. I learned from my experience there that doing work sucks. And in projects, right, you're always going to have a team of a couple people, and you're going to have one guy who doesn't do the project at all, who just, like, disappears. And one person who, like, shows up right at the end, does some work. One person who's like, I'll just present, but I don't want to work. Mm-hmm. And one person does most of the work. And, like, that's pretty much the breakdown of the school project. You have five or six actors, yeah, and they all do little jobs except for the one guy who does it all. Right? And I'm not going to say I was the one guy who did it all, because that would be a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really good at delegating other people to do it, mm-hmm, which is why I manage volunteers now. Because as much as I'm not great at doing a bunch of work, I can manage a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it sounds terrible, but I think there are some people who are born for middle management.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm one of those people.
Yeah. I know, that's, like, a really accurate, like, hasn't changed, really.
It never will, and that's because it's the school mindset. A lot of kids are in school because they have to be in school, and that's the same as in college. Like, they're there because their parents want them to be there.
Uh-huh.
And there's kids who really want to be there in the education. Like, High Tech High, the idea is great. The problem is you get as much out of it as you put into it. So for some kids, they're going to excel.
Mm-hmm.
And in my time there, I saw plenty of kids who were like, wow, you really, project-based learning is your thing because you get really into the weeds and you love this stuff. And for other kids, they're going to fall into the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Because the system allows it to be so easy for them that they don't have to try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of get that, yeah.
Look at this one here. What does it take to be successful in this organization?
I think it's just a strong will and being able to get through your day to day. Some days work is really hard and it sucks. And, you know, we were talking about how we haven't gotten that letter we need and we submitted it in January.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I keep hearing about that.
It's almost June.
Yeah.
That happens here. Stuff falls behind, stuff gets rough, and sometimes mm-hmm. you go from something that should have been done 4 months ago, but now has to be done tomorrow, and you've just got it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing that you have to deal with. It's a lot of strong will. I mean, even for me, it's hard some days, but I think it just comes down to, like, really loving politics, loving the policy, loving the people, and reminding yourself every day that what you do is as important as you let it be.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a great way to, like, word it, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, and so, do you consider, like, a career, your career, or, like, a career in this area, like, satisfying, and in, like, what ways?
Again, it really depends on the person. So, like, our executive director, Jordan, I forget sometimes he's a politico, which is what people in politics call themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's really douchey, I know. but he's a politico, which would mean, like, he lives, breathes, eats this. Like, he definitely is someone who can figure out what he's going to get from somebody else and be able to, you know, figure out who's connect, what connections are worthwhile. He's good at networking. He can go to a convention and meet the right people and make a good impression. And not everyone can do that. So
mm-hmm.
I think it can be a satisfying career for anyone, but you have to really enjoy what you're doing and want to do this and have the personality for it. It's a burnout job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a young man's game. We've got a guy who's 35 and, like, yep, can't do it anymore. Too old.
Mm-hmm.
35, he's too old? That's crazy. But
yeah.
It's because, like, during the election, I'll sleep here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you were saying.
And
you
I won't shave, and this is where I'm going to live, because I will be so busy, and I will have to call everyone to make sure everyone's walking, and I will be constantly out dealing with volunteers. I won't eat anything but Pop-Tarts and microwave food, because that's all I can get on hand easily.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to want to live that life. For a lot of people, working on campaigns, or this, which is as close to campaign as you can get,
mm-hmm.
is too hard. So it can be satisfying, but you have to really love it, really want to do it, or work for a candidate you really support and really believe
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm. And so that, like, applies to you, though? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
I can do it.
Mm-hmm. And so is there anything that you wish you realized about the world of work when you were, like, our age?
Yeah, I wish I would have just stuck with wanting to be a teacher. Because I still want to be, and I still know I want to go back to school, and part of the reason I'm doing this is because I can make kind of enough to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish I would have done what I make a lot of my kids do, which is make a 5-year plan and really be honest with yourself and what you want, because
mm-hmm.
you're going to see new things and get into new things, but it's important not to get swept up by the college professor vacuum, which is like, one day you're going to have a professor who's going to tell you about bees, and you're going to be like, wow, I never thought bees were so cool, I'm so interested in bees, and, like, for a week, Mm-hmm. You can be vibing on bees. You can be like, bees are the coolest thing in the world. But then, like, after the week, you can remember, like, I don't give a shit about bees. But people who really love something and are passionate can convince you to be passionate. And that's what good speakers are, right?
Yeah.
A good speaker convinces you to like something that you maybe didn't like before.
Mm-hmm.
Remember who you are, because as much as that's going to be a magical effect that gets you into something, it's going to wear off. And mm-hmm. you're going to go home and be left alone with the only person who actually matters, which is you. I don't have to live with your decisions. You do.
Mm-hmm.
So... that.
That's true.
So you wish that you kind of had like a more like solidified path? Like,
yeah, I wish I had been pushed harder, and I wish that I had a solidified path. Because I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I, a little background, I was kicked out when I was 18, and I worked 3 jobs through college. Yeah. So, I mean, like, my life was just subsistence. I was like, I need to go to school so I can make more money so I can live. And, like,
mm-hmm.
I was so stuck in that cycle that I wasn't really clear on a path. I was just kind of chasing what might make me happy, what would make enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up burning out, because when you take 21 units a semester and work 3 jobs, you mm-hmm. don't sleep for 3 years, which is what I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, this sucks. And that's why after college I needed to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I wish I would have had a clearer direction, more push, and that's why I try to push all the kids here to do a lot. I've made David, since he's been here, apply for 50-60 internships and lots of jobs, because, you know, he's a smart kid, but he's not applying himself hard enough, and it's because he doesn't get enough push at home or from school. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty heavy, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, how you come from, like, that and then gotten to where you are now, like, so that kind of goes into, like, are you satisfied, like, with where you are now, or do you just think that you should still keep, like, pushing on?
You know, there's a really great song in Hamilton, and it's talking about he'll never be satisfied, and I think that is exactly the way to describe it. I don't think I'll ever be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people can derive joy from their work, and I don't think I'm one of those people. I think doing better makes me happy. So mm-hmm. I'm going to always have to try to do better. Better than my parents, better than my friends, better than everybody. I always want to be better. So am I satisfied? No. But that's okay.
That's like your drive, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so we have some questions about, like, the organization.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So so what are, like, some things that people should know before they start, like, interning here, or, like, at a political organization like the Republican Party?
Well, structurally, we're a non-for-profit, so that's something important to remember. As an intern, you get volunteer mm-hmm. hours, and that's awesome. But the biggest thing to remember is that we're the county party.
Mm-hmm.
It's local issues. It's not like we're doing some crazy effective stuff. We're not making legislation here. You don't work for a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to fundraise and get people to vote, get rad people elected. Mm-hmm. So, end of the day, your job is a lot of calls and a lot of mailers. And as much as that sounds boring, like I said, it's as important as you let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're doing a lot. If you actually believe in this stuff, and I know I've lectured you guys a little bit on it, like, the ideals here, then it is important. It is great. It is great to sit down at our central committee meetings when we get everybody together, like, 700-800 people in town and country,
mm-hmm.
and have a speaker who's like, hey, this sucks. Here's why. Do you agree with me? And we're like, yeah, I do, because you know what? I think this union is too strong and it's making schools bad. You know, I know a lot of people are pro-unions. I'm really anti-teachers unions, and that's one of the things we fight here on a regular basis, and I think that's important, because mm-hmm. those unions make school harder. They make it so bad teachers can't get fired.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem.
Yeah, that's like kind of like what we were talking about yesterday,
mm-hmm.
with, like, when it goes to, like, schools and, like, the free market, like, if it was applied to that, like, only, like, the better schools would survive that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's a scary thought, and there's, like, there's a negative side to that, too, but it's one of those things, like, I believe wholeheartedly in individual liberty and personal accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if more people took responsibility for themselves, we wouldn't have the problems we have, and I think a lot of people don't do that, because I know for myself, when people are like, well, you don't understand what it's like to be poor, I'm like, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up in a trailer in Lakeside, and then I got kicked out of the trailer. Like,
mm-hmm.
end of the day, like, I get it. I get what it's like to struggle and have to work really hard and have to put yourself through college, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do it. I'm not going to say it was easy, and I'm not going to say it was fun.
Yeah.
But you can do it. So, mm-hmm. you know, I really believe wholeheartedly that even though there's advantages I had that some people don't have, if you work hard, you can do whatever you want to do. But you have to work for it. That's the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people buy into America. They buy
mm-hmm.
into hope.
Mm-hmm. And so, do you think, like, some people, like, that maybe have, like, more advantages, like, can sort of, like, understand, like, some of that from where you're coming from? Or, like, when it comes to, like, a job, like, the one you have now, like, how that can go from, like, say, like, their childhood, maybe they had, like, all these advantages, like, financially, mm-hmm. and they didn't need to, like, work a day in their life, like, how they would survive in, like, this kind of area?
Because
you built some, grit, kind of.
But I think I got it. There's an advantage bubble, for sure, so there's people we meet here who, like, grew up really privileged. I had a buddy and his girlfriend grew up, like, a block from our office,
mm-hmm.
right, like, right now, and she never got it. She's like, why... Our buddy Dom. Why didn't your buddy Dom ever go to college? Why isn't he trying harder? Why isn't he doing this? And I'm like, well, Dom had a really hard life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get too far into it, but there's
yeah.
drug abuse and physical abuse in his family and lots of, like, really hard things. It made it so, like, he didn't have the ability to do those things and he felt trapped. And it's not easy to get out of the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a lot of people don't get it. But that's why I think it's important for someone like me to be here, because I didn't have those advantages,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still here. Versus someone who... had all those advantages and is saying you don't need them. Because when they say you don't need them, you're like, well, of course you don't think so. You had everything.
Yeah.
When I say it's different because I didn't,
mm-hmm.
then I can level with someone who didn't, be like, no, I get it. I get what it's like to deal with that.
Yeah.
So is that kind of what you're asking?
That is,
okay,
yeah. That kind of answered my question. I worded that a little strange.
No, you're good.
Yeah. And so what's some other advice that you have, like, about people working here? Like, just any advice at all, or, like,
just keep an open mind. Don't be afraid to talk to people. Networking is paramount to politics. Meet
mm-hmm.
the young people in here, because a lot of these young people will go on to do cool things.
Mm-hmm.
People I interned with when I started here a couple of years ago are running campaigns, are working in legislative offices, are doing cool stuff. And the connections you make are everything. Because, I mean, I wouldn't have this job if I hadn't made a connection with Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it comes down to. Really, if you're going to work here, everyone you meet, remember that person can be a connection later. They can help you later. And it might sound... conceited, or it might sound self-serving, and it is,
mm-hmm.
but that's how you get ahead in the world, because I guarantee you, when you apply for a job, whether or not you're the most qualified applicant, nepotism is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna hire their cousin, their friend, their brother before they hire you, whether or not you have the best application.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to get too far in the weeds on politics again here, but think about affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
for government jobs, they have a certain amount they have to do, and like, even if we want to talk about the race thing, we can talk about military experience. If we both apply for the same government job and you're a veteran, you're going to get it over me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not complaining. But what I'm saying is, knowing someone can make all the difference.
Mm-hmm. Like the network.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was one of the questions is, how important is it to get along with other people in your career? So not just like the job here, but just like overall the career.
Yeah, it's hugely important. You
yeah.
have to really pick who you want to and don't want to, though, because there are people who, if you get along with, they're going to hurt you. You know,
oh,
hurts you more than helps you. And that's in every career. I'm not just talking about my
mm-hmm.
career. I'm just in life. There's plenty of people you're going along with. They're like, oh, you're friends with that person. In an office space, you need to really pick and choose, because if you want to move up, you need the right friends. I've
mm-hmm.
met plenty of people who get stuck in an organization because they didn't make the right friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be just as important.
You doing your turn?
Okay, yeah. Can we pause, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to do an interview with them for their school.
Oh, okay.